Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 6:43. Yeah. Brock, Hunter.
Good morning. What's up?
Yeah, Ace. Oh, anyway, happy Monday. Sorry, hold on. I was reading something.
Twerking.
Yeah.
Twerking.
Oh, no, I was twerking. Yeah, I was twerking. I was waiting for
there
the
you
break.
Go.
I was
watching reading. TikTok too much. That's what you're doing.
Trying to become famous on TikTok with that. So.
Come on, Brock. Bend over, make your knees touch your elbows.
It's,
come on.
You know, it's funny you bring up TikTok because the other day, Kiki asked me, she's like, have you seen this? Like this stuff. She's like, what is this? And it's from TikTok. I said, no, I haven't seen. Because TikTok, I'm not on TikTok. I will never be on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And it's this thing where it's like, these people are mouthing words to a song, but then like doing these like hand dancing, you know, like hand jiving basically. And she's like, what's the point? I said, Kiki, there is no point to anything on TikTok.
There never was a point.
That's all TikTok is people dancing and singing to songs that aren't theirs. And they all just do it to get people to like them and try and look sexy on there. Like this new one, this new TikTok trend where it's people showing like, oh, my dad was this and my mom was this and this is what I am. And it's just a way for them to show off the, like, oh, look at how sexy I am because I'm mixed. Yeah. It's like, Jesus.
Yeah, it's always an agenda.
Always.
You know, and it always has to do with me. Yeah. Yeah. How can I get likes? How can people like me? You know, TikTok, dude.
It's terrible.
It's always been trash.
And it always will be trash.
They're doing like the, you remember the dub smash thing where people would lip, you know, sync over like movie quotes and whatnot?
Yep.
That's starting to come back a little bit too. Yeah. But that's all with TikTok. It's just, come on.
Like, it's not, there's nothing original on there. Nothing.
No, dude, he's just like, just go get a job. Go out there and work. No. People need employees.
TikTok.
Get off TikTok for a little bit. Let's go. Come on.
TikTok is my job because millions of people want to see me lip sync and dance to a song while I'm scantily clad. To be fair, if I was a hot woman, I'd probably do the same thing. But, you know.
Most of these people aren't getting paid, though. Come on.
I know. 99% of them aren't. They just have too much free time, apparently. Right. So.
A job. J-O-B. Go get one.
It's a soft J. Anyway, it's 6:45. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Also, tell them thanks for being part of the Screaming Yellow Summer. More chances to win them coming up. We'll talk more about that. Anyway. Neil Sean says Journey has over 30 songs for their next album. He told college radio stations WMSC and WNUW, quote, some of them are unmistakably Journey without sounding like another song that we have. It just sounds like a new version of the band because we do have a new rhythm section. It's ballistic. And he adds that there's plenty of guitar in the mix. He said, quote, I'm just kind of unleashing on this record. I like to do a lot live, but sometimes hold back in the studio. I don't think it's an OD thing on the guitar at all and going overboard, but I like to check out the times and where the and see where the music is going. Journey have only released one new song from the new crop of material, The Way We Used to Be, but Sean hopes that we will hear more soon, saying, quote, I believe that if we do not release this year, then we'll probably follow with another couple of singles to keep people going and get them excited about the whole new album. But the whole album, there's not a filler on the record. That's what I can tell you. I think this could be the next Escape, which is high praise, because that's obviously the most well-known Journey album right there.
You know, I was wondering, too, like you did that little quick bit of that story is on stage, how much improv do you think bands do on stage? You think everything is just set, stone, this is what we're doing, this is the list, the order. I know they have, like, set lists and
you
whatnot.
You got the set list.
But, like, does the bass guitar, so the guitar sometimes just go off on his own little solo whale session?
Sometimes they probably give him a little freedom, but if you do that and you don't tell the band, they're going to be like, wait, hold on. Like, the whole thing's going to shut down. I will say, that's why when I go to a concert, for best example is and I've never seen him live, but I have a couple of his concert DVDs, Steve Miller Band. When you listen to his live stuff, it sounds nothing like the record, and it pisses me off, man.
Yeah.
Look, don't get me wrong, you're a fantastic artist, you're unbelievable, but we want to hear the songs the way we heard them on the record.
Yeah, and the way we enjoyed it. You know?
Go into some weird like jazz band riff. I don't know what that is, and I can't sing along with it. I will say, that was the one thing. I got to see the Black Crowes, but it wasn't the full Black Crowes. All right, the Robinson Brothers weren't, they were still arguing. So it was really just Chris with a backup band, and I was so excited, and it was awesome, but it was billed as the Black Crowes. It wasn't. And it was, he played one Black Crowes song, and it was She Talks to Angels, but it wasn't even like the whole song, and like he changed it up, and I'm like, man, I paid good money to see the Black Crowes, not you up there doing your own damn thing. Bill it as something
sing
different.
Along to nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Even She Talks to Angels, you could tell the crowd was trying to get into it, but he changed it up so much, he changed the arrangement up so much, that we're all like, what the hell, man? Come on. Anyway. So, all right. Keep it the same, you jerks. That is your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
You jerks.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, August 9th, 1995, the legendary Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead died at the Serenity Knowles Rehab Clinic in San Francisco at the age of 53. He had a heart attack due to drug-related heart issues. So, 53.
Jerry Garcia, man.
Most legendary afro and beard, I would say, in music. Maybe even in the world. The only afro maybe that that rivals that would be Bob Ross, I think, possibly.
Bob Ross, yeah. Bob Ross, he's classic. Up there for sure.
Classic. Yeah, I always like Jerry Garcia because his head is just like a round ball of hair with eyeballs. That's it. Yep, lost him on this day. 53, way too young. So, all right, well, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Monday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Stick around. We'll be back.
Well, sometimes they...